Hello, my name is James Griffiths, and this is the podcast for SEMA Paper 7, Financial Accounting and Tax Principles. The format of the paper is as follows. Section A, 40 marks worth of a range of short form questions between 2 and 4 marks each. Section B, 6 compulsory questions, 5 marks each. Section C, 1 compulsory question for 30 marks. Because of the nature of the structure of the paper, it's impossible for students to avoid any key areas of the syllabus. All three major topic areas, which is financial accounting regulatory framework, managing short-term finance, and accounting for tax, are all going to be tested in Section A. Therefore, students need to make sure that they attempt a good range of all different types of questions that you have in that particular section. The same thing applies to Section B as well. Of the 6 compulsory questions for 5 marks each in that section, 3 of them are probably going to be on accounting, regulatory framework, 2 of them managing short-term finance, and 1 of them on accounting for tax. And even in Section C, whilst most of the marks will be available for demonstrating the ability to deal with financial accounts and regulation, there is always a little bit of tax, probably the need to account for deferred tax. Students need to be able to score highly on Section C. Section C usually requires students to produce a balance sheet and an income statement and probably a statement of changes in equity with a little bit of tax and some specific accounting adjustments. So therefore, all of the accounting standards really need to be examined. The major tips, the major areas that students need to concentrate on will be as follows. As far as short-term finance is concerned and the management accounting aspects, almost every sitting there are about 5-6 marks on yield to maturity, calculating the current purchase price of investment bonds. That's an essential area and will set students up very nicely to start beginning to gain a good few marks on Section A in the paper. It's also recommended that students have a good, decent, detailed look at the Miller-Orr and the Baumol cash management models. As far as accounting for tax is concerned, deferred tax may as well be assumed that it comes up on every paper. It does tend to do so, and indeed the 5-mark compulsory question in Section B is very likely, very frequently, to be a deferred tax calculation. If it doesn't come up in Section B, then it will be there in Section C anyway. Cash flow statements cannot be ignored, however, if they do get examined, it is likely to be either as an extract question in Section B or a shorter answer question in Section A. The key accounting standards, as far as Section C are concerned, would include accounting for tangible non-current assets. It's essential that students can deal with the effect of a revaluation. And also leasing as well. It's a very frequently examined topic as part of a longer answer question. Attempting longer answer questions will help with the shorter questions on the paper. Obviously, mostly, it will help with the accounting issues. Students must not underestimate the significance, the importance, and the usefulness of practicing as many short-form questions as possible. The paper is based on tax principles as far as the taxation is concerned, but there are often quite peripheral narrative questions that are asked in the first section, and it's essential that students make sure they're prepared really, really well for these. The only way you can do that is really practicing the short answer questions. Finally, the best thing to do, without a doubt, timed question practice.